So, Wayne, what's happening today with the changes to the driving test?
Okay, obviously, I'm sure a lot of people are aware there are four different types of changes to the test that are happening. There is the actual turn in the road and corner reverse being removed and replaced with another manoeuvre, pulling up on the right and then reversing back two car lengths. Sat navigation system is being installed, and you're going to have to follow that for around roughly 20 minutes on a preset route. And that's on the independent driving part of the test. About one in five, I understand, won't have the sat nav. They will have to follow still verbal instructions or guided by diagrams still. Also, the driving into a bay manoeuvre has been added as well so far. Just going around this roundabout. So the other changes are you're going to be asked a tell me question or show me question on the move. So basically you'll be asked to actually turn on your windscreen wipers to wash your front windscreen. You'll also be asked to put the window down and put it back up. You'll also be asked to perhaps demist the front or rear windscreen as well. So the other one that they've mentioned as well is, you know, sounding your horn. But obviously they're going to do that in quiet locations for the test.
So there's lots going on really with all that in mind. So what do you think these changes have been introduced at this stage?
Because obviously the need to change is there, because since I've been a driving instructor over nearly 9 years now, there hasn't been any real changes to the test. And new drivers are, you know, quite high still with accident rates when they're on the road, because they may lose direction, everything else, of where they're going. So this introduction of sat navigation system will help them through that. So we was talking earlier, and I mentioned the fact that, you know, they're used to having instruction by an instructor, where the sat nav also gives verbal voice instructions, and it may help them to get to their destination better. I think it's more realistic driving is what they're actually looking to achieve from doing the test now. I still think there's quite a lot of changes that they could still bring in, but I just think that, you know, normal driving now is we use the word safe a lot, and I think if we're not conversed with using a sat navigation system to get from A to B, then that could cause problems.